Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Great. Thanks for asking. Today we are joined by Derek Olombrowski of the Naval Academy Midshipman Division One team. He is one of the co-captains there. He is in his senior season, and he is moving onward and upward after this season. And he did let me into a fact that I've been kind of pronouncing his name wrong. Apologies for that. And also that the reason why I didn't see any playoff stuff for the ECHA is because it's not next week. It's 2 weeks from now after the Crab Pot. And Navy is hosting it, so even better. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We'll talk about him growing up in Newark, Delaware, his push to the Naval Academy from the Delaware Marine Academy last season, this season, what the Crab Pot means to him, and all the stuff that's surrounding it. So much appreciation to the Naval Academy hockey team for getting me hooked up with Derek and being able to speak with him about this, about his career and about going ahead in the Crab Pot and the playoffs and his military and onward and upward and all that stuff. You'll listen to it in this interview here, which I will now throw it to myself from an interview earlier in the day. We're now joined by the U.S. Naval Academy co-captain of the D1 hockey team, Derek Olombrowski. Derek, how are you doing, man?
Doing good. Excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate it, especially as playoffs are rolling around and a tough end to the regular season. But before we get to that, let's get to where you've been before you get to the Naval Academy. Growing up in Newark, Delaware, and being part of the Delaware Military Academy as well as the Delaware Ducks, how was the Delaware scene for you? How was it playing Delaware? Because obviously Maryland not being known as a hotbed, I have to think Delaware not really known as a hotbed either for hockey.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will feel that way, but I honestly loved playing youth hockey in Delaware. It's pretty centrally located, kind of in the East Coast. So a lot of times we would go play in Pennsylvania, go play in Jersey, go play in New York. So it's really easy to get to a lot of places where hockey is a little bit more prevalent. And because hockey may not have been like the most popular sport growing up, the kids you kind of play with when you're young, you stick with them kind of as you get older. So you get a lot of team chemistry that way. So, and it turns into this pretty good hockey. So enjoyed that. Played in Delaware for a while, then actually went up and played in Philadelphia for a few years, which was a good time as well.
It's the Delaware Military Academy being a thing there, and now you're at the Naval Academy. I have to think, is there a family lineage there with the with service academies and yourself?
No, there's not actually. When I was, so I'm from Newark, Delaware, pretty much, the whole mom's side of my family always just went straight to Newark High School in Newark, Delaware. And then when my brother was deciding what he wanted to do for high school, there was this school, obviously Delaware Military Academy, that he was super interested in. And he's 4 years ahead of me. So I got to see him go through that program for 4 years. And I thought it was cool. So I kind of followed his shoes there. And then that kind of just shot me right through, got interested in the Naval Academy, and then applied and luckily got in.
What is the grind like to be a student athlete at the Naval Academy? Because, you know, I live up here in North Dakota, and I see it with the guys who don't have to deal with service academy extracurriculars. For you, how is it balancing being a student and being an athlete and also being part of the service?
Yeah, so it's obviously pretty unique to a lot of the teams we play, just kind of what we go through on a daily basis here. But the academy makes it semi-easy in that we have a built-in 2 hours every single day that everyone's like semi-required to do physical activity, whether that's being on a varsity sports team, a club sports team, or even down to just intramurals within the Brigade of Midshipmen. So that makes it super easy. Just, you know, right after school, head over to the rink, have those 2 hours where I'm either working out or we're skating. So in that respect, it's pretty easy. But I would say we have a little bit more of a workload than your normal university, just with all the academics and then military trainings we have to do as well. So it gets pretty busy. You learn time management pretty quick here.
Derek Kolombrowski, co-captain of the Naval Academy D1 team. And, you know, this year it's been a pretty good upside for you guys being at the top of the ECHA this entire, or for the most part of the year. How have you felt this year has been more better, great English, Scott, better than last year in terms of you guys being one game away from the championship of the ECHA? Was it more determined this year to get there and actually win the thing?
So I think the biggest difference this year is we kind of had to, almost refine our identity a little bit. Our senior class from last year, the class of 19, was honestly an incredible class for Navy hockey. They had a lot of real, like, great hockey players and good character guys who kind of led that locker room. And it was a big change with them not being there this year. We had a lot of kind of my class step up and had to get a lot of, you know, production and just kind of character out of the young guys as well too. So it was a much different dynamic than usual, but I think we had a lot of guys step up this year, and we went into this year with a lot of unknowns. You know, we had two goalies who were pretty untested, and Charles Daugherty and Casey McCormick. They were, we lost two great goalies last year. And so we didn't know how a lot of the team was going to respond, and everyone's just kind of stepped up. Our goalies have been incredible for us this year. Our, you know, plebes, for freshmen all the way through seniors, everyone's kind of stepped up. It's been a good year.
Yeah, and you guys are showing it now as we head into playoffs. And for you personally, you had a big year last year, but this year kind of more even keel for you, still better than a point per game. Did you feel a little bit of, you know, you said there was finding identity. Was there a little bit pressure on you to help carry the load considering what you did last year? Or was it something that you're like, if other guys would step up, I'm going to start playing in my role where I need to be to help this team succeed?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there was any pressure. You know, last year, we joke around. I had a kid from the class of 19, Matt Stambler, on my line. So pretty much all I had to do was touch the puck and he would take it. And that's an assist for me there. He was an incredible player. I think just playing with different guys this year, it's been a different dynamic than it was last year. And in terms of, I guess, points production, and we have a lot of guys who kind of stepped up and got a lot more points and got some production out of our plebes too. So I think I didn't really need to be at the forefront of the point leaderboard as much this year as, you know, I may have been last year.
Derek Gombrowski joins us from the Naval Academy Midshipman Division I team. And playoffs this weekend, and then after that, the Crab Pot Tournament, something that growing up in Maryland and stuff like that you hear about, and I think it's a very underrated tournament for you coming into it. What does this being your last Crab Pot, what does it mean to you, and what have you remember from the past Crab Pots that you've been in?
Yeah, no, so the Crab Pot's always kind of a big deal for us just because it's a local kind of thing. I'm super excited. Last year was probably one of the most memorable moments of our season last year, was winning the Crab Pot against Rhode Island in a shootout. That's probably one of the more intense games I've had in my 4 years here, just sitting on the bench kind of in overtime and into the shootout, just kind of hard beaten. But you can tell, like, the people of Annapolis love that tournament. We love that tournament. It seems like the teams who come and play us really enjoy it too. So it's kind of a cool spectacle to play in every year.
And this year, a full Maryland field too. So that's got to be good for the state and the club hockey in general, just seeing how it's grown leaps and bounds from years past, as we were joined by Derek Olombrowski of the Naval Academy. And into playoffs, forgive me for not knowing, because I haven't been able to check the updated ECHA website, but do you guys know what you're going into this coming weekend for playoffs?
Well, so we're off this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, that's probably why I didn't see any scheduling.
Yeah, so we're off this weekend, Crab Pot the weekend after that, and then playoffs in March, which is actually, we're hosting playoffs this year, which is awesome.
Excellent.
So it'll be cool my last four or my last games in my career are all at home, which is pretty cool doing that for the Crab Pot and playoffs. So,
but what is, you know, that has to mean a whole lot for you to have a send off and hopefully with a first place championship. What has the Naval Academy done for you, just as a person, and how has it been able to make you grow as you go on to your next adventure as a Navy pilot?
Oh man, I can't even begin to just say how much I've changed, like, as a person because of this place over the past 4 years. You know, there's a lot of challenges you go through here. And you really kind of find yourself navigating all those, and lots of great times as well. Great people, great leaders who kind of influence you and kind of give you the best training possible to prepare you to get out into the Navy or Marine Corps, whatever you choose. Obviously, for me, being a Navy pilot, I've learned a lot of discipline and a lot of attention to detail that I'll carry over hopefully into my career as a Naval pilot.
And as someone who grew up in and around that area, we all know how special the Naval Academy is, and it's a heck of a thing for you gentlemen to take advantage and help protect the folks of the United States here stateside and abroad and things like that. Although I have to say, the one thing I think you may have missed out on, not, you know, going to Navy earlier because of, you know, age restrictions and such, is playing at Dahlgren Hall. I don't know if you've seen any pictures from those times, and yeah, having played there, that was a fun adventure. So, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys before that have had stories about it, or if you've looked back on it to see what a mess hall can become a hockey rink.
Yeah, no, so we, the superintendent from my first 3 years here, Admiral Carter, was a hockey player. And we would have a lot of events where he would be involved with the team, obviously, as a former player and captain of the team when he was here. And he would tell us stories about how they would pack Dahlgren Hall. And it's just such a cool building with a lot of history involved. When you go in there now, you can actually still see the outline of where the boards were laid when it was a rink. So kind of whenever I'm in there, I look at those and I'm like, man, this would have been awesome to play in here.
Kind of. It was a little bit awesome. It was a little bit nerve-wracking because the parents are yelling at you and you yell back at them, I'm trying. Lay off me. And the benches were none too fun either. It was a mess. But it is fun to play on that campus because it's such, you know, like you said, the history at Dahlgren Hall, the history of the campus, and just what a beautiful campus Annapolis has provided for the Naval Academy. But, Derek, thank you very much for everything, coming on the show and you know, serving your nation and things like that. A better man than I, and we appreciate everything you've done, and best of luck in the Crab Pot and in the playoffs. We'll be rooting for you over here.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks to Derek Olombrowski of the Naval Academy Midshipman Division I Hockey Club there in Annapolis, and it's awesome that they're hosting the playoffs. Even awesome that we're having a Crab Pot field full of Maryland teams. And it's going to be good, and you could tell in the passion that he has about what the Naval Academy means to him and how much, you know, it means to him to play for the Navy and also be a part of it afterwards. So Godspeed to him moving forward. Like we said, if you do not have anything to do on the 21st and 22nd, McMullen Ice Arena in Annapolis, it's by the golf course there, back in the back. Go check it out. It's Navy, Stevenson, Maryland, and Towson. Stevenson's club team, Maryland's D2 team, Towson's D1 team, and Navy's D1 team will all be playing there. You can go get your tickets there. I think there's some, I don't know if you can buy them at the door, if there's advanced sales. I have no idea. I don't live down there, folks. I live in a colder climate. And then also after that, ECHA playoffs, you can check McMullen and at Navy Hockey for more details on that as it comes about. Thanks to Derek again. Thanks to the Naval Academy Twitter for hooking that all up for us. And that's it. That's all. That's all I have for you guys for right now. Maybe there's something later on. Who's to say? But I've been Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been a Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews on the Faceoff Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, folks, peace.